This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold an election rally in Nevada in Bihar today. From the Nevada parliamentary constituency, BJP has fielded Vivek Thakur. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in the Nevada Lok Sabha segment along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Jamui under the first phase of parliamentary elections. Mr. Modi will also kick off the campaign in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Modi will lead a roadshow for about an hour from Bhagat Singh Chowk to Shankaracharya Chowk in Jabalpur at 6 p.m. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow at Kozhikode in Kerala yesterday in support of M.T. Ramesh, the party candidate in the Kozhikode parliamentary constituency. Addressing party workers at the end of the roadshow, he said, "During the past 10 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi took care of all sections of the society, including youth, women, farmers and other marginalized sections." The Congress Party kicked off its general election campaign from Telangana with a public meeting titled Jan Jatara at Thukkugura Rangareddy district, 40 kilometers from the state capital Hyderabad, last evening. Addressing a public gathering after unveiling the party's election manifesto in Telugu, Rahul Gandhi asserted the Congress Party's commitment to its promises made during assembly elections in Telangana. Rahul Gandhi pledged to fulfill them. Highlighting job creation efforts, Rahul Gandhi mentioned that the Congress government in Telangana has already facilitated 30,000 jobs with plans for further employment opportunities. He outlined initiatives to provide training and a stipend of 1 lakh rupees per year to unemployed individuals across various sectors. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two prime suspects from Bhupti Nagar in East Medinipur district of West Bengal in connection with the 2022 blast case. The NIA said that in a breakthrough in the Bhupti Nagar blast case, two key conspirators, Balai Charan Methi and Manuvrata Jana, have been arrested after extensive searches at five locations. Three persons had been killed in the blast on December 3, 2022. The Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Veera has rescued 9 fishermen off Andhra Pradesh coast in Bay of Bengal. These fishermen had suffered severe burns injury after their boat caught fire and sank at sea. The Ministry of Defence said that, sensing the urgency of the situation, ICGS Veera reached the location within a few hours to provide assistance to the survivors. It added that all 9 survivors were shifted to ICG ship, where they were provided first aid by a medical team. Later, all the injured fishermen were shifted to King George Hospital, Visakhapatnam, for further treatment. In Slovakia, populist candidate Peter Pellegrini wins the election of the presidential election last night. Russian-friendly Mr. Pellegrini defeated the pro-Western candidate Ivan Korkok with 53% of the vote, cementing the grip of pro-Russian Prime Minister Robert Fico over the country. World Health Day is being celebrated today to raise global health awareness. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared My Health, My Right as the theme this year to address the grave lack of essential health services to at least 4.5 billion people, more than half of the world's population. Speaking to Akashvani News, AIIMS New Delhi professor Dr. Reema Dada said that key changes in lifestyle and adoption of practices such as yoga can help beat lifestyle diseases that have been growing at an alarming rate, especially amongst the youth. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for rain in parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Odisha today. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over various parts of the nation. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Delhi Capitals at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. In the second match, Lucknow Super Giants will face Gujarat Titans at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. IST. In hockey, the Indian men's team will face Australia in the second match of the 5-match series in Perth, Australia today. The match is scheduled to start at 2:10 IST. In I-League, Mohammedan Sporting Club clinched their maiden title after they beat Shillong Lajong FC 2-1 in Shillong yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.